At Emory University, we believe in those with the ambition to achieve, the passion to learn, and the optimism to see the possibilities ahead. Founded on a belief that the wise heart seeks knowledge, an Emory education combines experiential learning in Atlanta and beyond with unrivaled collaboration and discovery, all to prepare you for a world that needs your leadership. Learn more at emory.edu.
This show is brought to you by Safety FM.
It's Friday, so you already know it's going to be a Safety FM mini-episode.
This episode of the broadcast and the podcast is brought to you by Arrow. The next generation error reduction and mitigation system. For more information, go to arrowhp.com.
Well, hello, and thank you for coming to Safety FM and having this conversation during this mini episode. So I have to tell you, I have been going around taking a look at some different things that are available out there in our safety little world out there. And I have found these things that most businesses use. And I kept on taking a look at it and I went, maybe we should have this conversation about this. Personality tests. Do you use them? I mean, I'm sure you've seen the different ones that are out there. Myers-Briggs, the DISC one, the 16 personalities one. I mean, there's so many different ones that are available that are out there. Now, I have to tell you, as I was doing the research, I looked into this information from an organization called Equilibria, and they have something called a personality diversity indicator. Now, I want you to be fully aware, as we're having this conversation, that we talk about a company by the name of Advanced Error Reduction in Organizations, also known as Arrow. And Arrow uses the Personality Diversity Indicator as part of their system. So just want to make sure that we cover that right away. But as you look at this, as a safety professional, how are you looking at these personality traits? How are you looking at these personality indicators as part of your safety program? And I ask this from the standpoint of everyone learns differently. So if you make a safety program that's only in one format, how do you know that the end user is learning what you're trying to teach? Do you also understand how that person learns that you are talking to? So right now, does your organization use something that's related to personality tendencies? If you do, what do you use? And if you don't, why haven't you tried it? I would love to hear from you. So if you want to leave some comments, please feel free on doing so. Also, if you want to give it a whirl, I would say go to arrowhp.com, and there is a section right there on that website that says Arrow. I would just go ahead and click on that, and then it says discover your e-colors. It's about a 15-minute questionnaire, about 35 questions in total. They already have almost 750,000 data points about personality diversity indicators. I think it's a great thing that you can take a look to. Anyways, go there, give it a try if you'd like. I have been your safety manager and host, Jay Allen. And until next time, be safe.
Are you
tired of actually going to a safety event and it's extremely boring? Well, let's go ahead and change that moving forward. Reach out to our team here at Safety Focus Moment
and let us make your next event extraordinary.
We can provide you anything from guest speakers to full-blown workshops. To find out more information, go to safetyfocusmoment.com. That's safetyfocusmoment.com. And don't forget to tell them that you heard it here on Safety FM.
The views and opinions expressed on this podcast are those of the host and its guest and do not necessarily reflect the official policy or position of the company. Examples of analysis discussed within this podcast are only examples. They should not be utilized in the real world as the only solution available, as they are based only on very limited and dated open source information. Assumptions made within this analysis are not reflective of the position of the company. No part of this podcast may be reproduced, stored in a retrieval system, or transmitted in any form or by any means, mechanical, electronic, recording, or otherwise, without prior written permission of the creator of the podcast, Jay Allen.
Wow, how things can change from one week to the next. Hey, hope everybody out there is staying healthy. I know everything is super crazy. We feel disoriented by the COVID-19 virus. It's more important than ever to stay connected and check in with your loved ones. That's why I'm so happy I've got T-Mobile. Listen, T-Mobile isn't just talking the talk. They're taking measures right now to make life easier for everyone by doing the right thing for their customers during this really critical time. For example, T-Mobile has ensured all current customers with data plans have access to unlimited smartphone data on their network for 2 months. We're all in this together. T-Mobile truly believes that. And while many T-Mobile stores are temporarily closed to help keep customers and employees healthy, they've still got you covered with any help you need. Just check out T-Mobile.com. You can see what stores are still open and how you can manage your account online. Stay safe out there. During congestion, customers using more than 50 gigs a month may notice reduced speeds prioritization, video typically at 480p, capable device required.
At Emory University, we believe in those with the ambition to achieve, the passion to learn, and the optimism to see the possibilities ahead. Founded on a belief that the wise heart seeks knowledge, an Emory education combines experiential learning in Atlanta and beyond with unrivaled collaboration and discovery, all to prepare you for a world that needs your leadership. Learn more at emory.edu.